Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Where are you?
In Florida, Orlando.
How long are you going to be there?
Till Wednesday morning.
Oh, how nice.
Well, we have a little break after the convention.
Are you going to any place exciting or just doing business?
Well, it was exciting, and it was business. We started out with 6 people at the condo, and we ended up with 12 for dinner, so it was fun, and celebrated a birthday at the same time that we didn't know was going to happen.
That's nice.
So anyway, we're having a good time. It's relaxation and business goals. We got a business session, training session going on at the counter in the kitchen, being conducted by one of our platinums to one of our executives that's ready to go silver, working on silver right now. And Jeannie's sitting here with me in a mini kitchen adjoining to one of the other rooms. So anyway, because we can have it quiet. So anyway, this is Char Rogers from Orlando, Florida right now with Advanced Lifestyle. I heard Lee, and who else did I hear?
Molly Chung in Citrus Hill, Florida. That's the northeast of Orlando.
Oh, really?
I came to visit, friend.
Good. So did you enjoy the convention, Molly?
Yeah, I was in the convention. Of course, I cannot escape the convention. I have to go every year when there is a convention.
Yeah, it was very exciting stuff. So who else was on that was at the convention?
This is me, Mel, Char.
Oh, good morning, Mel.
Good morning. Good morning, Char. This is Heather.
Heather. And where are you, Heather?
Right now I'm in Delray Beach, Florida.
Oh, okay. And what state are you normally in?
Maryland.
Maryland, okay. Gotcha. Anybody else want to say hi?
I'm glad you're back on the calls.
That's with a mouth material, you know, it's 10 o'clock here, and I'm not used to that. So I had to set the alarm going off at different times to make sure I didn't miss it, because I knew we'd get into the middle of something, and we sure did, and I would not have, you know. Time change in differences always makes it interesting. So,
Nancy did a good job on all the calls.
I know she does, so there's not a question about that. It's fun to have a team that you can work with. So, happenings over the weekend related to lifestyle, questions, comments?
Nutrition is wonderful. Everything's organic, and the mega oil is from vegetable instead of animal. So that is a big, big item.
That is definitely related to our lifestyle, isn't it? When we heard plant-based and vegan thrown around like they were everyday ordinary terms, normally, you know, in this context, these guys know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, really working to fine-tune the products and the things people read. Have you all been on the internet already and looked at the information there?
No, not yet.
But I thought I should.
Everything is there for you to see, so you can go through it and look at it. And it's Tuesday they can order, isn't it? Yeah, as of Tuesday, you can order the new products, and they encourage you to evaluate your auto by the 15th of the month and get those changes in also.
Shout, your voice is skipping. I don't know, is it this end, my end, or yours?
Okay, it's probably because I'm on my cell phone.
Oh, I hear you fine.
Okay.
Star, are they going to be eliminating the current daily?
What?
Are they going to be eliminating the current daily pass?
Yeah. They will. What they have come out with will replace it. Different amounts of inventory on different things. So to be able to make the transition, they couldn't give us how long the current supplies would last. If you've got people that are using them for reasons, until they get educated probably on why the company has made these changes and how profound they are. And I'm going to work a couple of my into it all your product because I don't know how eager they're going to be. I know they will be once they understand it.
Mm-hmm. What about just the plain multivitamin that they have in a bottle? Is that going to be eliminated also?
Yes.
Because
it is really just almost, I look at it as just pretty much a plain multiple vitamin because of the wide usage of it. It's just incorporating everything we need. I haven't seen the actual breakdown on the label because I haven't been in on the internet. But or actually, I think I've got a sheet in there. I haven't sat down and done the paperwork that they even gave out at that. But with the explanation that they gave as to why the changes, I don't question what they've done. And especially after hearing the two young gentlemen deliver the information, we are so far advanced in what they have done that I can't even imagine finding anything on the marketplace like what we've got.
What about people who, for whatever reason, do not want the hormonal? Originally, when what we have now came out, they were saying it was really, the packet was really for people over 40.
Yeah, that's not the case anymore.
But they did mention that the men's does have for the prostate and the women's has the hormonal also. What about people who question that?
Well, the hormonal is just your that you need from the time you're born to keep the balance. It's not, you wouldn't give it to an infant, obviously. And I haven't heard the question come up because it was so well covered. I did not hear a question come up at what age.
Okay.
Like 2-year-olds or
mm-hmm.
6-year-olds. But I know that it was even stated that any age could take it with the digestion, for example, because of the natural formulation. We're looking at food sources and organic food sources and all plant-based.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they're eating food, basically, they can take it.
Okay.
I am so excited about the delivery I've heard and what they have done. And that's why I emphasize we heard the words plant-based, we heard the words vegan, and they gave us the exact reason why there's not going to be an omega fish oil capsule, very clearly stated, and we could just reference China study and exactly what Dr. McDougall had said when I was down there, that the value of using a fish product is so negative as opposed to the benefit that they keep saying it from eating salmon and eating the fish. He said there is no way you can rationalize a positive benefit of using fish oil over anything else. And flax being, their choice as far as collecting the omegas and getting the DHAs and all of it put together. As part of it was more than exciting.
So will that be available as just can we buy like a jar of fish oil for those who want to have more than what's coming?
No, because you need the whole complex. You're not trying to take out and just eat flax seed. If you want to add more flax for fiber or whatever and grind it, that would be fine in your diet. But they want it in a balance that will be user-friendly for everybody. So they want to sell, I mean, what we need to do is go to flaxseed. If you want ground up flaxseed, you know, additional fiber in your diet that's incorporated into your recipes.
What about
the variety of veggies?
What about for more omegas?
For more omegas?
Uh huh.
Well, it'd be the same thing. Just include more flax into your diet.
Okay.
Or, you know, whatever other food. You can just add additional multiples, but you want it in a balance with other foods in your diet.
Okay.
And the way I perceive it, if it's a therapeutic and it's a, I'm going to go back to the answer of we dealing with generalities. One or two extra of the multiples would be great. Would be my first choice. If you've got to have an exaggerated amount, you probably need to be under a naturopath or some type of physician's care. The recommendation, because, you know, I'm back to the same thing, you know, that you aren't going to harm yourself eating the seeds of an apple along with the apple, a bushel of apple seeds. It probably wouldn't be real good for you. So we've got to have a program that is healthy for everybody. And that's what they really is by putting it together. You know, just like state, it's a whole food, and what they're looking at is utilizing whole foods just combined. Does that help?
Yeah, thank you.
I know this is a stupid question, but if you're taking omega 3, 6, and 9, and that's one that you're taking all by itself, is there something that you would replace that with? I'm not taking it, but why I'm asking is that is one of the things that Oscar suggested for Tom with his Alzheimer's. And what? Is there something that would replace that? Of course, we don't get that from NICAN.
Oh, yeah, the Omega Green is 3, 6, and 9.
A new one you're saying?
Yeah. Plus DHA.
Omega Green and it's 3, 6, and 9.
Yes. Right. And it has DHA, which is good for brain function.
Okay.
What is the stand for?
He's taking
brain function.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm wondering. He's also taking cognizant citrulline, if you know what that is. Sure.
I didn't understand what you said.
Well, he's also taking cognizant citrulline, which is for the brain.
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. All right. Well, you've answered the question with the 3, 6, and 9.
But you can take them both. I mean, they're not going to be harmful to him. He can take them both. He can
take one once I've used up what I have.
I trust how the company is formulating them. I trust the answers that were given, you know, when the questions came up. I couldn't ask it. I mean, I didn't know other questions to ask because it was covered so well. There were a few that were, you know, almost duplicates that were just restated for further clarification. But I love the hub that they have drawn on the outline of how to explain to people, and Pat and Matt did an incredible job in the session, Pat, explaining that if a person comes to you and their real concern is, say it's their digestive system, and you promote the new digestive product, then you go right back to that hub in the center and you explain to them why they need the base to create the balance in their body. You don't argue with them about saying, no, you need to first start on this, the center, and then add it. you give them the after by saying this digestion would cover, would be just perfect for you. However, to create a total balance in your body in all areas, I'm going to suggest that you use the core products there also, and not just address that one issue. It's like a wellness home, and this is the nutrition leg. And that, and you'll hear the company explaining this and having other people explain it. And I'm better than I am now because they've massaged the words. Listen for their vocabulary and how they do it. That's what I'm going to say. So, guys, right now it's imperative that you listen to the main speakers on these subjects of these new products because they are so incredible. And that goes along to the skincare. Oh, my goodness. The spokes, the late Susan, the first name, Susan, former Miss America. Somebody else have the last name?
Yeah.
Anyway. So, anyhow, she has not only the knowledge on skincare and on skincare products, but also the experience of network marketing. And she put together a PowerPoint that will be available to walk people through that is absolutely outstanding. And her comment was, I want it to be simple, I want it to be informative, and I want you to be able to duplicate it, and I want you to be able in 2 days to duplicate it better than I do. And that's because you came out of years worth of time in network marketing with another company that she had a major reaction to their skincare after 6 years of using it, and her dermatologist told her to get off of it, and her skin completely cleared up. And so she was searching for a company and a product to work with when she discovered and interviewed with NECAM. So it's a really great match. And anybody that's on the call that is responsible in any way for getting events going in your area, she would be a great speaker to have come in to teach how to do and deliver the message. And for you to just bring people to would be the main context of it. But because it is, it can be very simple, and it is a very, very lucrative field. I've tested it just by in conversation to a few people I've talked to on the phone where I didn't get attention or any commitment. It was real interesting to hear the dead silence on the other end, and then the response from one of them was, well, I could make a whole business just on that. You know how much I love that field. Between that and nutrition, I wouldn't have to talk about anything else. And I just chuckled to myself because, you know, with the whole ball of wax that we had before, but with the change, we didn't work, okay? Didn't get that kind of a comment. But with the change to both plant-based and also organic and in a category where at a skincare convention, only three companies qualified for the search. He's helping me out with working. The Circle Echo certification, the highest level of product specializing in organic and healthy and green and all of that in the world. And NECAM got it. My goodness. So, anyway.
Do we know who those other companies are? Do we know who those other companies are? I mean, I assume they're not in the U.S.
No, the other companies, no.
Okay.
This was a skincare cosmetics convention, and what they did was they wanted a high-level criteria for to do the judging of the, you know, the finest products out there. In other words, they were running competitions. They wanted to be able to say it. Well, when they presented the standard, which is a European standard,
Anti-Right. It came out of Europe.
Yeah, Standard. Okay.
French, yes, thank you. Standard, there was only three companies that qualified, and then they had to broaden it and relax it a little bit. And how many did they have then?
25.
Was it 25? I was going to say in the 20s. And all the rest of the companies at the convention were just really ticked about the whole thing because this stood out so much. But Nikan's qualification met in the category of the three. It was the same exact qualification. They had already, our product met the guidelines when it was only the three that qualified. We couldn't be in there, of course, because it hadn't been released yet. This was something that just happened.
Char?
Yes.
I would like to find out what exactly she said at that point, because it sounded to me like she said, only three companies qualified, and two of them were key.
And two of them were key.
That's what it sounded to me like she said. And I wished I could have said, what? What did you just say? Because I know at these aesthetic conventions that they do, because I go to hair conventions, they're not really conventions, they're shows. They have all kinds of products there. They don't have skincare. They have lots of stuff. So if two of them were tea, like I thought she said, that would mean only one skincare product qualified.
I didn't hear.
You might want to email her or check her website or Google it, because I was curious what it is too, because I talked to a lot of different skincare people, and they always say, oh, eyes are the best, the organic, and all this other stuff. And I'd like to just be able to say, in writing, here, you know, like, we are the only total wellness. I'd like to be able to say, we are the only skincare that has that. But I want to be able to back it up.
You're saying that the way you interpret it, she said they only had two companies that were.
From what I heard, and now I'm not sure of what I heard, but it sounded to me like her quote was, there were only three companies that qualified, and two of them were tea.
The letter T, T-E-A, what's that word that you're saying?
T-E-A, like, you know, green tea, organic tea,
your
tea, thing. Like something you consume.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get that at all, Brenda, because we got three people sitting here that heard the full presentation, and I spent like 40 minutes with her alone, talking with one-on-one before I saw her publicly, and she had said all this stuff to me, and I didn't gather that at all.
That's what I wanted to find out, because I heard her presentation, and that was her quote. She said, two of them were key. And I thought, what, am I hearing this right? I don't understand what she's saying.
I might put a K in front of that key, like
K-E-Y,
K-E-Y instead
yeah.
of T.
Yeah, okay.
Meaning, I don't know what exactly her translation would have been, but major companies that we might know the name of or something like that. That I remember that what you're saying, but I didn't take it at all as tea. And I thought, I think she's thinking of, you know, bigger companies. That was my translation of it. I don't think it has any real bearing on it as far as discerning anything. That's what I'm saying. The fact was that the way our formulated, the criteria, our ingredient list is to die for. Things they listed what it does not have. I showed what it was. They showed what it was. Oh, on the screen. But all that is going to be available in, because I did ask that question, all of that is going to be available because it's been cleared as legal to work with, in other words. Quite a process because we were stretching it in terms.
I'd like to ask a question going back to the Phi area besides the core foundation. On the nervous system, the only thing listed as under that subtitle is mental clarity. Is it mental clarity that I referred it as cardiovascular that enlarge our arteries, deliver more oxygen and nutrients?
Okay, your question, Molly, was what now?
Okay, on the circles that surround the core foundation, one of these is a nervous system, and the supplements for nervous system is mental clarity. That was the only one listed.
Right.
How does mental clarity is the nervous system supplement?
Oh, okay, because it works on the brain.
Yeah, but it is the way it works is to work on the artery, to enlarge the artery.
In the brain, the blood in the brain, but the dealing with the mind, but the cardiovascular would be the heart, the arteries in the heart that, you know, control the flow. But is that what you mean?
It works on the vessels, arteries. It is not directly work on the nervous system.
Well, maybe it's bringing more oxygen to the brain.
Yes, it increases the circulation in the brain, bringing more oxygen to the brain. The brain has all the neurons and stuff controlling all the nerves and all the function of the rest of the body. That's the master hard drive area, so that is helping the nervous system. And then I think it's also setting up the category for Dr. Naidu's next, one of his next introductions is going to be either the nervous system or the cardiovascular. We're getting more from him in the future, so there'll be more things added to the mental clarity in the near future.
Yeah, when I think of a nervous system, it's a conductivity from one neuron to the other. That's what I think of from nervous system.
Pretty helpful. Good question, Molly. Char left the room to go get that, we call that the five, you know, the spokes that
Yes. Do you know if the daily moisturizer has SPF in it this time?
Oh, I don't know that. That's a good question. I'll have to do that and see. I'm not sure about that. Right, so I can see. I haven't had time to go over all my notes. This has been exciting. I really love. Go ahead.
Nancy, what was your question? I was talking to my friend.
It's an SPF in the daily moisturizer now, and a new one.
What about?
I don't believe so at this point.
You do not believe it?
They were talking about that because there's different forms of SPF, and some of them are. One of them, definitely, one of the chemicals they use in it is not good, or one of the ingredients in it. But, it doesn't list. I didn't hear about SPF. In fact, I brought that up because I know for a fact that what I was using previously, I was having problems with any of the SPF on the market, including our current product that, you know, that I have been using. And had to because put it on my like it's red. It heat up so bad, and my eyes would burn if I got anywhere near it. And so I switched to another product, but it had SPF in it too. And then when I found one that didn't have SCF, I didn't have a problem. So I know it had to be some common denominator in SCF. And this was one of the questions I asked of Susan when we were sitting talking, and she said, we're looking, I think her comment was, we're looking at adding SPF to it, but it has to be a certain SPF because we can't use.
What I heard her say in the breakout session was that when she went briefly over some of the ingredients, she said a couple of these ingredients naturally give you that sun protection, but she said we can't advertise that's what it does. I mean, we can't say it specifically.
I can educate you on SPF a little bit.
Okay.
Having gone through some training myself, what I have learned in the past is the drugs that they put into skincare for SPF absorb into your skin and they are toxic. One of the only things used that works pretty well is zinc, and that's pretty safe. That's in some things, Murad, in the past, zinc. If you go to a level 15, SPF 15 is a block, but we in our marketing world, we tend to want higher, higher, higher. We always think more is better, and more just means more drug. It doesn't really mean more block. Well, the thing is, when you put makeup on, that is a block too. That is one of your better blocks, is your foundation. So layering sunscreen with SPF, like if you have it in your skin cream and then you have it in your foundation and then you have it in your lipstick, it does not, 15 and 15 does not equal 30.
Right.
It is still 15. So you really don't have to do that. It's all about marketing. It's all about selling you more product.
It seems to me that I heard if you go from 15 to 30, it just means that you have to apply it less often with 30 than with 15. Is that not true, Brenda?
No, it's not true. You have to have a sunscreen only lasts a small portion of time, and once you wet it, it disappears.
Right.
And that was something I learned in a class with Murad several years ago. Is in order for a sunscreen to really be good, you can't just put it on once in the morning and once at night. It has to be applied every so often. And the best sunscreen, well, even better than that, is something with pigment in it, say foundation, or your skin. So I tend to not even use sunscreen. It is in my moisturizer I have right now, and I agree with Char, it burns my eyes. I can smell it. I can feel it. Don't care.
And I think part of that for maybe us, was it always that way, Brenda, or did you use it for a period of time that you could use it?
I've never liked sunscreen. I heard recently that so many people are filling their shelves so full of sunscreen that they're not getting the vitamin D that they're requiring. The kids, I just heard that on a news program. Kids are having softer bones. They're just not getting their sun. We're so terrified of skin cancer. We're staying inside and never getting any natural sun. Well, that doesn't sound natural to me.
Not healthy.
No.
Can you hear me?
What was that?
This is Denise in St. Louis. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I got an example of that. I visited a friend in Orlando, and we were at downtown Disney yesterday, and she said to me, I have a severe vitamin D deficiency. I mean, really bad. Now, she's lived in Florida all of her life, but she is so paranoid about the sun that she just keeps putting more and more stuff on her. She wears long sleeves no matter what the day is, and so now she's gone to somebody, and they told, and her father's a doctor, so now they're taking these
50,000 IEEs or whatever of vitamin D. And he was talking to me because I was getting a little sun. And I said, I went outside to sit. I said, I'm going to go out and get my exposure for the day. And she was, oh, your skin is getting red. She said, no, my skin is always a slight red. That's just me. But I had also read years ago that in Australia, they're using more and more of the creams to combat the rays, and they're getting more and more skin cancer. So obviously that's not the answer.
Because I worked at NASA, and the ozone is opens up when it opens, it never closes, but when the hole in the ozone opens, it opens up over Australia. And so they get the full blast of all the lovely little rays coming in through the hole in the ozone. And when it's open, it almost opens over completely over the of Australia. So they're getting a
True.
Lot of other junk that we're not getting.
But they're getting that, and their answer is to add more and more of this, you know, the stuff that's on the market, and that obviously isn't helping them.
Well, because it has all these drugs in it, and so, you know, your skin is absorbing, and it's going right to the kidneys and the liver.
I think one of the answers is to go out earlier in the morning or later in the afternoon and stay out of the hot part of the day, like before 10 o'clock.
10 to 4.
Yeah, between 10 and 4 is when you're going to get the most intense exposure, and we don't have to have that. We just need to have some exposure. And it doesn't have to be every day. And what I learned, that your body, being vitamin D and an oil base, will stay in your system. And so as long as you're getting some of it, you're still going to be, you know, doing better. And you can supplement with D3, which is the part of the D that you want. But the chemicals in there, it was not zinc that Susan talked about that was a safe part. I know that. It was another, and I can't remember what it was, another mineral, I want to say, or element anyway, that acts as a natural sunscreen that is not a negative on the body. But anyway, what we've got is absolutely outstanding. And we don't have to get detailed. We can use the presentation that she's put together. I don't know whether it's up yet, but it will be up. And then I've got the quick reference sheets here. And they have the key points, the ingredients and the key points. And they're available in the library now. They were supposed to be up as of Friday, I think. And somebody told me that they were up. So go in there, print those out. Keep it simple. Let's not get it complicated. Keep it simple and just let people experience the product. And they've got the cards that come in, I think, a 10-pack or something, and that have samples that people can put either, you know, just on their hand, or they could use it on their face, wherever, and actually feel the difference of it to see.
So it's fantastic. I used it the sample, and there's so much in the sample. There's like 2 or 3 days use in that sample.
Wow.
Because a little bit goes a long way. I had flaky arms, which I hadn't put any cream on, and then I thought I'd take, you know, open it up and put, and just a little bit, and my arm felt so soft, like a baby's bottom, you know. Mm. It was really fantastic.
I just thought of something. From listening this weekend, and we were talking about sunscreen and why isn't it in there, and what about skin cancer, and I remember they said something about, remember the picture they had up of the sun hitting the earth and the magnetic sphere around the earth protecting us from radiation of the sun?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So we've been so conditioned to think, oh, we've got to put these drugs on our body to protect us. Instead of, let's get our bodies in its most natural way, fill it with the good stuff that's going to help fight that radiation from the sun or those negative things so our body can defend itself instead of relying on the drugs that we think are protecting our skin. If we're protecting our skin from the inside out, wouldn't that be better?
Yes, Brenda?
Didn't Dr. Oz say that by using, I think it was tomato paste or tomato puree or cooked tomatoes, that's a natural SPF?
Yes, and my friend did too, and carrots is a natural SPF too.
I was going to say along that line too, I've been sitting here, I wrote on my paper, our skincare, let's say, you know, the plants have, I'm going to try to say this. I don't know if I'm massaging the words around like sorry, but have natural antioxidants or whatever they're called that protect themselves from the environment. So what about eating or consuming or putting on our body those plants that have that to protect our skin and use their protective properties?
Yeah.
Then on the True Elements, this is from one of the quick reference sheets. Which one here?
Under the facts.
The one called NectarPure, which is one of the ingredients, NectarPure Complex. It says it's developed as a response to environmental conditions. And she was excited about that NectarPure especially, and I thought, well, I wonder what that is. I've never heard of that. I've heard of aloe vera and hyssop, but this NectarPure Complex, so maybe it's in there.
We ought to Google it.
That, instead of putting chemicals on our body.
Since we've run through the products here, the new things, I do want to say that the patch, the Band-Aid patch, when you get that, I did exactly what they said, and that was to stick it on. Actually, I didn't peel it off. I just put it on with a piece of tape because I wanted to make sure I had a good-looking one to used to show until mine got here. I massaged it. I had Dr. Goose stick it right over the spot where my muscle in my upper back shoulder area was really, really, really tight. And then I just massaged it with my finger around and around for about 90 seconds. And in less than 5 minutes, because I looked at the clock and it was less than 5 minutes, I had this sensation that ran down my back from that point and stopped right under my scapula. I was told I'm not good with the anatomy of the body, but it just stopped there, and I felt it twice, and it was just a slight sensation. It wasn't anything, you know, that was just you jump up and say, ooh, or ah, or whatever. And so I mentioned it to a gal that's within our organization that does massage and Reiki, Nicole. And she said, what you should have done, Char, was take another one and put right at the point where that stopped. In other words, where I felt the sensation and where it ended, I should have put another one right there because she said then it would continue on down because that was an indication that the energy in that area was blocked because it was tight. And I go, that was interesting. The learning curve, and you guys, any of you that didn't go this year, put on your agenda the next major event. Be present in person because the talking to people, I mean, we talked until late every night because we didn't want to miss anything. Crossline within organizations to the corporate people, anybody that was around, the excitement of driving or running water over their phones. Anyway, it was so great to be there. I love you, and I know anybody that was there agree with me. It was outstanding.
We even had people that had showered with the patches on. Do get replacement Band-Aids for them. I think it's 10 replacements in a package. I'm very, very thrilled with what they have done with the product, and there will be more coming. We'll be excited about that. We'll get the catalog. I'm not going to spoil it. You get the catalog, you'll see them in the catalog. New catalogs are available also. Anything else?
I'll put it in your purse. I put my little disc in my makeup bag in my purse. I tried to use two of my cards in the ATM machine and nothing happened.
Really? Wow. It doesn't want to drop the card.
Be careful.
Well, there's 760 gals, so yeah, yes, that's right. And, of course, now I will add at this point, without getting into much more details, that Nikan in Japan has had a little bit smaller than that size BB mini. We call them BB minis, magnets, BB magnets, from the first trip that I was over there. They were in the product line. They didn't look like what we've got. They weren't gold plated. Well, I'm sure, to my knowledge, they weren't gold plated. They just looked steel colored, and they didn't have the little massage nodules on them that this does. As we speak, Jeannie's massaging one on the front side of her arm, just below her elbow on the tendon. But I was amazed because I didn't have good rotation on that side in my neck, and it did hurt when I turned my head because the muscle was so taut, and looks like she's feeling a difference in just massaging it, and she's exercising her wrist, which obviously was tight before she couldn't do. So know that people can get very fast results, but again, it needs an explanation. Don't go stapling them to business cards and taping them in the stalls in the restroom. That's not going to work. It's the relationship that you have with the person. When you show them something, give them information, or put something on them to try, it's still the relationship part of it, and the education that's going to make the difference. So with that, we need to run, guys.
Did I hear you say that the new catalogs are available?
Yes. Yes, they were on the order form, so when you are open for order on Tuesday, just make sure you've got that. The other parts you can print out on the Internet, but it's also nice to have at least a package of the glossies, unless you've got a super, super duper printer. I would say, you know, order some of those for reference. And
so the new prices must be on there, too.
Yes. Yes, I would assume that would be correct.
What do you mean, new prices?
The price
list. Oh, price list.
Including the new products.
New products.
Be on there. Okay, guys?
Okay.
We're off and rolling. Have a great day. Make it one.
Go get some vitamin D for the rest of us.
We'll work on it.